Getting to zero waste may be a challenge, and nowadays, another environmental challenge is preserving our area's parks, nature reserves, shorelines, and other open spaces. With redevelopment happening in places like San Francisco's Hunters Point waterfront and Oakland's new Brooklyn Basin project along the shoreline, it can look like a lot of our natural landscape will turn into shiny residential towers. But on the peninsula, a different story. Last month, Measure AA was passed there by a two-thirds majority. It's a $300 million bond measure that will help the Mid-Peninsula Regional Open Space District to preserve more of its parks and natural trails. The district works with groups like Peninsula Open Space Trust, or POST, which buys open spaces and preserves them in perpetuity. Spaces like the Arrastradero Preserve in Palo Alto. That's where I met POST's president, Walter Moore, to tell me how preservation works there and what it means for the area. So we laced up and took a hike.
We're now walking along Arrastradero Road, and we're looking down into a lovely valley area where about a decade ago, a woman named Evelyn Bresler, actually it's more like two decades ago, had a home that burned down. And she spent a long, long time trying to see if she could rebuild, but finally went bankrupt. And so POST was fortunate enough to be able to step in that bankruptcy and make the highest bid and acquire this 13 acres, which for your listeners is in the absolute center of one part of the preserve. And so this land, had we not protected it, would have completely disrupted the whole entry area to the preserve. And you would have had a massive luxury home that only you can have on Silicon Valley that would have been, you know, probably 8,000 to 10,000 square feet, single family residence. Instead, you now have what we're walking over to, which is a lovely open grass area, which has amazing habitat. I saw the largest rattlesnake I've ever seen in this area.
No!
Not that you want to get near it. And don't worry, we won't probably not encounter ones as we go along the trail. So be careful as you walk across here. So we're crossing Arrastradero Road. We've protected over 73,000 acres since 1977 in this area. And as you know, this is not a cheap area in which to acquire and protect land.
So I was going to ask you that. Yeah. This is prime real estate. Yeah. How much is this land worth?
So the lands we purchase can range from, and I'm glad we're not walking near any cliffs so you don't fall over as I say this, but from $1 million an acre all the way down to $10,000 an acre, depending on the size. So a multi-thousand acre property can be in the tens of thousands of dollars.
Oh, my.
An acre.
Per acre.
So for example, we acquired over an 8,500 acre property for $30 million. So you get a lower per average cost.
Here is a question. Yeah. When you say we bought the land, with what money? Whose money?
So our funding comes from a combination of private individuals, foundations, and public agencies. And typically, our campaigns have been roughly half foundations, half public agencies, and the rest private individuals whose gifts can range from, $5 to $10 million.
And so tell me more about the story of preserving this preserve in particular. Was it back in the 2000s,
yes.
The early 2000s?
Yes. And another interesting thing about that purchase was it wasn't too long after that. The city of Palo Alto has done a very good job of protecting some of the lands in the hills. We're in the hills above Palo Alto proper, the town of Palo Alto, but it's all within the city limits of Palo Alto. Well, there's another property called Foothills Park that's also city-owned that the town bought, I think it was in the 60s, and they asked the surrounding towns, would you come in with us to help protect this land? And they all said no. And so the city said, well, we're paying for this whole thing, so we're going to do it for our citizens, and it's only going to be available to them. And so people were frustrated because in later times, they didn't realize that this history, and they thought it was inappropriate for the city to block other people from coming in the park. But if you hear that history and story, you know why. Well, it turned out that later they asked the California Coastal Conservancy for funding for this project to help pay. The city was to pay Post part of the cost back for purchasing the Bressler property to protect it.
Oh, wow.
And the Coastal Conservancy said, yes, we'll participate in that, but we want you to allow the general public at least to be able to walk in through the Arrastradero property up through the Foothill property. Mm-hmm. So now it is actually open. You can't drive in, but at least you can walk in through the property.
Like we're doing right now.
Yeah.
So there is public access now.
Yes.
If not for, you know, your work, what would this place be today?
Well, we're surrounded by very good examples of it. When you drove in, are you okay hiking up a bit?
Yeah.
Because it goes up a bit, and then we can either circle around one way or the other way. So on either side of the preserve are examples of what it would have been. And those are large luxury homes that are spread across the landscape. And they're actually, you can probably come up ahead.
Ooh, some,
I'll just pause for a second.
Can you tell me what we're
horse
encountering
parking.
Here?
Just the, some horses have been through and left evidence of themselves
yes,
here.
Yes, let's walk around that. Uh-huh.
But what happens in a lot of where you have the urban-rural boundaries is you have what's called sprawl, or houses that are not built in an efficient manner where they're close together and of a certain size. These are larger homes that are more have much more greater energy demands. They don't really serve a large residential population because they're just big homes on very big lots, and they absolutely destroy the a large landscape because of the amount of room and space they're taking up. And so on either side of the preserve are examples of that. So this very definitely could have and would have been the next developed area had not first the city of Palo Alto purchased the large, big area around, and then we purchased the inholding to the preserve.
So we went all the way up the hill. We're back down to street level. I must say, the peninsula is one of the richer counties in the Bay Area. Other counties, Alameda County, for example, a lot of redevelopment happening there along the waterfront. And, you know, one wonders, will they ever be able to succeed in open space preservation as you have here in the peninsula? Or does it really take, you know, rich folks donating?
We have a strong ethic of land conservation throughout the Bay Area, and that's best represented by the fact that not only are there land trusts in almost every county around the Bay, but there are also open space agency and or park districts all the way around the Bay. So, for example, in Alameda, they're part of the East Bay Regional Park District. And also that there is a Bay Area Open Space Council that's helping coordinate all those efforts as well. So actually, I would say as a region, we are very much, along with, say, Portland and some other areas, very much in the forefront of overall protection. So we need to be careful here as we're heading across.
What does this mean to you to stand here and look over all of this land that is now preserved? You know, it could have been something else.
It means everything to me, and it's why I've dedicated my life to this work, is because I think part of a healthy environment and community to live in includes both very vibrant urban areas and lovely protected rural areas like this. This is the difference between having clean air and water and not fighting over resources like so many places in the world, and creating the balance that so many places are looking for between, you know, what we want to see to have the benefit of a thriving economy, but also to have places to go, to retreat, to recreate, to find peace of mind, to have sources of clean water and clean air. And I think it's absolutely spectacular that we live in an area that's 7.5 million people, and we have some of the largest predators still alive and surrounding. Like this, in this preserve, there are mountain lions in this preserves around
what?
Us. But it, to me, a sign of a healthy ecosystem is the fact that it can support an apex predator like that, and that it shows you how incredible it is that we've been able to protect so much of this land. It's like having your backyard be hundreds of thousands of acres.